but I can't understand why.
And they were four-wheel mule tires.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
And they had smaller wheels running in the back. You know the reason?
Well, I imagine because smaller wheels are easier to turn when they turn.
When they got to start.
Yeah.
Okay, that was. Now, you know what Starlight is and Gyroscope is? The people, Transit used to sail the seas with that back in the days of Columbus and things like that. They used that for the stars light.
Yeah.
And then they used to take a wagon tongue and point it to the North Star. When the people started settling the west and things like that, when they go in covered wagons, they would set that tongue so they'd know.
Is that right?
It's where the north was. They didn't have compasses and things.
Is that right?
All right, that's right. If you study history a little bit.
That's interesting. I never heard that. But I know that I thought when you started mentioning about the stars, I was going to ask you about planting crops by the, if you're familiar with this, planting crops by the signs, of the moon. And to what extent, are you familiar with that, or is that before your time?
No, it's always been Almanac. Benjamin Franklin wrote the Almanac. And since Daddy's been here, we're still older.
Yeah,
Benjamin Franklin, he was old enough, that's who he had a while.
Yeah, right.
Jack Benny was the one over there and caught that dollar one. Washington throwed it over the Delaware. Jack Benny was throwing that coffee.
Yeah, right.
No, Jack Benny, the old dollar. Ben Daddy, you like comedians.
Asking something.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay. I was going to ask you what you call the parts of a wagon wheel when a wagon wheel is being made, the sections of it.
Well, okay. We have the hubs. That's the starting point.
Yeah.
The hub.
Yeah.
All right. The spokes.
Yeah.
Rim.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces they call fellows.
Yeah, that's what I meant. There are two spoke holes in each fellow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. So,
right.
Okay. Now on the wagon, the thing, you mentioned this before, but I want you to say it again. That is the thing that, the bar on the wagon that you attach the traces to.
A single tree.
Okay, and then if you have two horses, behind that you have a...
Double tree.
Okay.
Now that's
Whipple tree.
Yeah, okay, you know that Whipple tree? Is that
no.
Whipple tree is the word that's used in the north.
Okay.
You have used that around here too?
No, I just happened to think it.
You ever call it that yourself, Whipple tree?
No.
Yeah, Whipple tree. And Whipple tree, too, is another
not
word.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
Okay.
Okay. Now you mentioned, we were looking at those letters, you mentioned you mentioned some different kinds of plows. I wonder if you'd name a few for me.
Well, we had the gopher, bull tongue, twister, and shovel.
What was the gopher?
A gopher was a straight piece of arm about 3 to 4 inches wide, with a tapered point, was just about a 45 degree angle one way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the bull tongue was like that.
All right.
Had two sides sheared on it and had a sharp in the center. But a gopher was just a one-sided thing, lopsided.
Yeah. Was that a laying off plow?
Well, they could use it for them, but the bull tongue is used for laying off because it just had one point, you see, and it'd be easier to maneuver if you got a crooked row or something. My parents always told me that there'd be more stuff growing in a crooked row than there would be in a straight row.
Yeah, well, it sure be longer. That's a fact. Absolutely.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Crooked row is going
on. Yeah, right. Did you ever have a kind of plow that you used on hills? That you could flip over when you...
Oh, yes, that hillside turning plow.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's the one I think I own one.
Right.
Wait a minute, I want to ask you a question now.
Yeah.
What about John, when me and Daddy used to plant potatoes?
Yeah.
We always planted up and side and down here. We didn't go around here.
Uh-huh.
And when we got ready to dig potatoes, we just stuck and dig the end out of the rows, just hold a sack on and let them fall.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I wanted to ask you about about storing potatoes. How did you store potatoes in the winter? You mentioned the root cellar, but did you ever have anything else? Did you ever dig anything in the ground and then cover it with...
Yeah, yeah.